The Traveler's Journal, May 4th, seeing Sherlock Switzerland on the anniversary of his death. The torrent, swollen by melting snow, plunges into an immense chasm. The sweep of water roaring down turns a man giddy with its constant whirl and clamor. That's how Sir Arthur Conan Doyle described Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland's Bernese Oberland. In his story, The Final Problem, Doyle had his fictional sleuth, Sherlock Holmes, plunge over these falls on May 4, 1891, locked in the death embrace of his fiendish arch-enemy, Professor Moriarty. Reichenbach Falls, which can now be reached by a funicular and easy footpath, remains, as Doyle saw it, a wild, enchanting place, lost in spray rolling up like the smoke from a burning house. Despite the fact that Doyle resurrected Holmes in later stories, the nearby town of Meiringen, at the eastern end of Lake Brienz, has become a mecca for Holmes devotees. It's a quaint amalgam of old Swiss, high Victorian, and 20th century kitsch. The old Anglican church in its center is now the Sherlock Holmes Museum, complete with an exact replica of Holmes' Baker Street apartment. The Sherlock Holmes Hotel is new and bland, but the nearby Park Hotel du Sauvage served as the model for the Englischer Hof, where Holmes spent his last night. Of course, there's no end of souvenirs portraying Holmes's hawk-like visage. But Meiringen's real claim to international fame came at the hands of a local pastry chef named Gasparini. In the year 1600, he concocted that airy, cream-covered sugar and egg white confection the world eventually came to call meringue, in honor of his hometown. For more information, visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.